Fourth Indiana girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen. And Coach, Norwalk kind of in that second half kind of showed their true talent, but your first half I thought was really impressive. What did you like from the girls coming out of the gate, down 5-0 early, but kind of flipping the script there early?
Yeah, end of the first quarter was outstanding, or the middle of the run of that first quarter was outstanding. Girls were implementing the game plan extremely well. And again, to not wither at the start of the game when they hit a couple shots. Number one, Pearl Brown hit a couple shots for them. We didn't respond negatively. We responded positively, and proud of those first two quarters for sure.
And spreading the wealth, you have Alexa with 9, Madison 14, you have 9, 8, 10, and it's important when you're just spreading the wealth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that happens, what's kind of to get your team, you know, refocused back in?
You know, all year, Lauren Olson's been our leader, and really, honestly, even into last year with some great senior leadership last year as well. But Lauren's been our vocal leader. And you know what, our halftime speech, I'm so proud of Alexa Geyer. I'm so proud of Maddie Grover. They spoke up, they stood up, and the girls always talk first in halftime. It's always Lauren starting us off. And so we had other voices sharing their leadership. And we knew Norwalk was going to be an outstanding third quarter team, and unfortunately we didn't answer the call. And they showed why they're the number 3-4A team in the state.
And you obviously take a look at this one, but then you have a busy week next week. How important is it just kind of reset the mind and focus? Okay, we got work to do next week.
Yeah, you know what? My challenge to the team when I talked to them in the locker room was, how do we have to respond to that? We either wither from this or we embrace the moment. And unfortunately, the moment got to us a little bit. We got outplayed. We got outcoached without a doubt in the second half. So how do we respond next week with 3 very tough games? ADM is playing extremely well right now. Newton is always so tough in their place. And DCG is just really showing how good they really are these last couple weeks. So 3 daunting road trips next week. I'm excited for the girls to enjoy a couple days off. We have our first weekend without a practice in the year of 2026. So the girls deserve that. And I'm looking forward to Monday's practice back with this group.
Absolutely. And like you said, ADM playing tough. And what do you expect for them to bring to the table?
They have some really great shooters. They have some awesome size. They're moving up in the rankings for sure. And definitely are playing their best basketball of the season right now. So a daunting task on Pink Out night. We're going to be honoring and remembering some people with cancer. So make sure to tune into that game as the girls will be wearing their pink uniforms that night.
Look pretty good. So, Coach, we appreciate the time and enjoy the weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.